News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, and Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, are collaborating to regularize electricity in 7 inner-city communities in Kingston and St. Andrew. The $30 billion initiative, dubbed Project Step Up, will finance the delivery of infrastructure services and civil works relevant to the provision of legal electricity connections in selected communities. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the initiative will address the problem of electricity theft in the communities.
This community renewal project, which includes the provision of legal electricity connections in the communities, I think it is very important, and I want to thank you very much. And I'm sure that this will improve the lives of the residents in our communities. And I'm sure they will grasp the understanding of the importance of paying their electricity bills.
Mr. Simpson-Miller was addressing the signing ceremony in Kingston Tuesday. Communities to benefit are McGregor Gardens, Denham Town, Tower Hill, Arnett Gardens, Whitfield Town, Painland, and Majestic Gardens. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the country should in December begin to see a decline in the number of persons infected with the chikungunya virus, CHIKV. The minister was speaking at a seminar on pest management and infection control impact on the labor force in Kingston Thursday. The ministry has reported a significant decline in the number of new cases in the eastern parishes, including St. Thomas, Kingston and St. Andrew and St. Catherine, and an increase in the numbers on the western part of the island. The government's $35 million National Animal Identification and Traceability System, which seeks to monitor activities in Jamaica's livestock industry, is now a reality. Tagging started with 700 heads of cattle at Minard Estate in Brownstone, St. Anne. The system will facilitate the tagging of the industry's dairy and beef cattle and the issuing of passports to document the animal's bio and genetic data.
This passport, it also records the transfer of animals from one owner to the other. This exercise is underpinned by regulations under the Animal Diseases and Importation Act, which will make it mandatory for owners of cattle to tag their animals and possess the necessary passport. These regulations will shortly be gazetted.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. The overall exercise is slated for completion over the next 12 months. The Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, is again urging persons with disabilities to register with the council. Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, says many persons with disabilities appear hesitant about being identified. However, she's assuring that there are numerous benefits to being registered.
There are benefits in terms of economic empowerment grants that persons can get to start income-generating projects. Persons can also get assistance with assistive aids. Those are devices that can help them to function better. The council also provides assistance with therapy.
Mrs. Hendricks was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. President of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, Christopher Zaka, is lauding the nation's civil servants for their tremendous sacrifices and sterling contribution to national development. Mr. Zaka says the tireless work of civil servants is among the reasons the country recorded growth in the last several quarters.
You are one of the reasons we have managed to come so far. I can tell you from my heart that we in the private sector wish to thank you profusely for all that you have done and continue to do. By your sacrifices, you have shown that you are true members of Team Jamaica who have the country's best interests at heart.
Mr. Zaka was speaking at the official launch of Civil Service Week 2014. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.